Welcome to Breathe, a podcast with G Peoples. This is a podcast, yet an invitation to immerse yourself in the essence of being. A journey where each breath becomes a harmonious dance with the divinity that lives within us all. Here, we explore the intricate tapestry of existence, discovering what it means to truly be, unconditionally, unabashedly, unapologetically. So if you're here today, I'd love for you to just exhale completely for a moment. Let's take a deep breath into our diaphragm, watching it flow up to the chest, and just hold it for just a moment here. And exhale, release. Thank you so much for tuning in today, wherever you are. It's greatly appreciated. And I'm excited because I'm going to start sharing some poems here. Most of them I try to make a little visual on Instagram, so follow me at G_peoples if you haven't already, and tune into those visuals there. But today was just one of those days where I spent a lot of time alone. And it was one of those days where the impatience began to arise, the questioning of where I'm at and what am I doing, and you know, those old habits, those old pains and trigger points all started to come to the surface. Those shadows felt like for a moment there this morning, I was just laying in bed with my shadow self, just whispering to me in my ear. And I really appreciate these moments because they tend to highlight my growth the most. Someone in my life told me they don't think that I'm growing. And this wasn't today, but it was like a week or a couple of weeks ago. And I could have really fired back, you know? My ego really wanted to fire back. Maybe I wasn't growing to them or in their eyes. But a lot has changed over the last few years, and I'm definitely not in the same space as I was even a month ago, you know, let alone a whole entire year. You know, but it made me think before I wanted to snap back, before I got triggered, you know, there's a voice inside that made me think about, wow, like this person's first mistake is thinking that they know what growth looks like. Growth is sometimes so confusing, we don't even see it, and it's never linear. So fast forward to today, and, you know, as my shadow self is there whispering in my ear this morning, that conversation had came up and it could have really put me in a dark place to make me not even want to get out of bed today. But instead, I kind of heard God talking to me saying, look at how much has changed. Look at all the blessings that are in your life. And so I woke up and I decided to meditate for a while and just sit in silence because I've really been becoming reacquainted with silence, noticing and just becoming more attuned with my breath and the harmonies in my life. And in this silence this morning, there's like a calling to notice the disharmonies in my life. You know, the things that I keep entertaining that don't actually serve me. Like the habits, the things that are really calling for change, the shifts that are wanting to be made in my life. And I feel like I've already made so many, but of course, you know, there's still one or two things that we always think that we can change or become more perfect at. You know, I was walking that thin line between wanting to be a perfectionist and knowing that I'm human and it's okay not to be perfect. But the habits that aren't serving my soul and my purpose are the things that are being called for me to let go of. And I heard today as well, which is just so crazy, that the longer you entertain what isn't for you, the more you prolong what is for you. So I guess what I really wanted to share here was notice where there's any disharmony in your life. Notice where it's at, not in a way to criticize yourself. Like I was walking that thin line of criticizing myself and then actually choosing what was meant for me and what wasn't. But as a way to just bring awareness to it, to think about it and take a look at the inner world, the inner landscape within yourself and ask, does that really belong here? Is that going to water my grass and build this dream place that I want? I ended the day by going to the beach and I just wanted to go somewhere and write. I'm planning for a big meditation and fitness event this week. And so I just wanted to be in a place where I could just allow my soul to open up and just open myself to receiving whatever is meant to pass through. And a lot of times that place is the beach for me. So I went to the beach and I just wanted to go watch the sunset and just write, release, and open myself to receiving. But it was so cold. It was chilly because it's almost mid-March now, but here in California, Santa Monica Beach, you know, it still gets chilly at sunset. So as I was there, though, I was feeling this breeze and I was just watching the waves come and go, come and go, come and go. And I just thought about all it is that I've been wanting to let go. All of the feelings, maybe resentments towards certain people that I didn't even notice that I have, but just kept kind of replaying in my head, like the conversation that I had that I was telling you about just a moment ago, you know, like really releasing those things and releasing the habits and then just noticing everything that was coming to me as well. Honing in on those blessings that God was telling me to look at this morning. So as I sat there, I just started to notice the beauty and the feeling of me thinking that I was separate from everything that goes on around me. Me really feeling like I was separate from the waves and the sun and the sand and just all the emotions. The waves came, and as they came and as I just kind of closed my eyes for a moment, I started to listen to all the sounds and notice how all of it became one. And as I opened my eyes, there was this voice inside saying that you are not separate. You are one with these waves, with the sun, with this land. We're so intimately connected to all things, to everything that unfolds in front of us, everything that does happen to us, to our circumstances, to our emotions, to these events in our lives that change so suddenly. And to all the miracles that happen as well. And though these waves keep coming and going, it was showing me how infinite we all truly are. How infinite and limitless that we can truly be. But there's so much noise around us. So many things that tell us that we are separate from what goes on in our life, that we are separate from these things. But truly the silence and the stillness that I was in was teaching me so much, and it truly does teach us so much whenever we're just there and sitting in stillness and sitting in silence. We get to watch our mind at play. We get to watch the miracles of our body at work. And our only job here as humans is to just be. Just be and witness the miracle of life. Just be and witness what happens, what unfolds for us. Living in this alignment, living in this flow, living in harmony and co-creating with the universe and with God and with the world around us. It's very easy to make us feel separate. And the moments we feel the most separate is when we're trying to control everything, control these outcomes, control what goes on in our life, control where we're at instead of having that acceptance of where we are, having that gratitude for where we are. Instead, we try to instill our will upon our circumstances in life and upon our thoughts. And as we notice, that just creates more friction, but yet we keep doing it because that's all we know how to do. So as you notice the disharmonies in your life, as you notice these patterns of things that you want to change, change it to truly step into your purpose. Not for your ego, not for the people around you, but to step into your purpose and align with the vision that God has for you. The vision that the universe wants you to live in. A lot of times whenever we have days like today, like the day that I woke up in, and we're out of alignment and we don't feel okay, it's these moments whenever we're actually being prepared for something new. Those moments of growth whenever we get so confused by it because it looks so weird, it doesn't seem like we're growing at all. That actually means that we're being prepared for something more. Like Curly Nikki says, we're actually being prepared for something greater. So what I've been learning is that whenever we're out of alignment, it's because we're meant to be out of alignment. So then that way we can see, we can notice what has to happen in order to get back into alignment and back on our path. Whenever we're out of alignment, don't fight it. Whenever you have these disharmonies, don't fight them. Just become aware of them. Notice them. Bring some light to them. And let them guide you. Let them guide you to the harmony. Let them guide you through your purpose that you're meant to be living. It was my daughter's birthday today. I'm recording this super late night on Monday. And today, March 11th, is her birthday. And that's a big reason why I was kind of in my feelings this morning, because I'm not able to be with her. I'm living in LA and she's living with her mother. And it's crazy because what kept coming up to me was something that I was talking with my grandma about. And she always says a prayer for me before we hang up the phone. And one of the things that she said was, even though you're not there, you're there every day in spirit. And she feels that. And so today, as I was meditating before I got out of bed, I just envisioned her and I sent my love to her. I talk to her as always, as much as I can. Every single day I try to, if I don't have a crazy busy day. But for the most part, we always make it happen. And so today, by the end of that meditation, I know that she felt my love. And I felt her as if she was right there laying next to me. And fast forwarding a little bit throughout the day, after I left the beach, I went to the gym and was working out and got a call and had an uncomfortable conversation about my daughter, and one that would normally trigger me in a sense, trigger me and just make me have all these unworthy thoughts towards myself, you know, like the thoughts that I was having this morning as I was laying in bed and my shadow was in my ear. Felt like my shadow was on the phone talking to me. And all I heard was, listen with love. Listen as if this is God on the other side of the phone talking to you. And then from that point, the person that I was listening to, the voice almost changed. And those words just didn't affect me at all. It's not like they were saying anything harmful, but they were just speaking their truth in the way that they feel. And it's hard being away from my daughter. It's hard for her being away from me. And she was letting me know that she gets to see my daughter's face as she is away from me. And although that's something I can't change, it hurts me to know that. And so normally I would have all these unworthy thoughts about how much I'm not being a good dad and I could be doing better and I should just move out of LA and stop what I'm doing and go back home. But whenever that voice came and said, listen with love, listen as if this is God talking to you, everything changed. And I was able to have such a peaceful conversation to where even by the end of it, the person on the other end of the phone felt this love from me. And we understood each other. And I think that's the power that we all hold within us, to listen with love, to listen as if God is actually talking to us, if it's someone else right there in front of us. Allow that to create some awareness in you. Whenever someone is saying something towards you that could be triggering towards you today, or you see something pop up on your phone that kind of makes you, your shadow self come out, see it with love. Listen with love. And right after that phone call, I felt so good about where I was, because God was telling me there's a big change coming. You don't have to worry about those things that you talked about, because there's something coming. You don't have to worry about not seeing your daughter that much, because there's something coming. And it's all taken care of. All you have to do is just be. Don't try to control anything. Don't fight it. Just be and breathe. Allow your breath to show you what it means to truly be. Allow your breath to show you what it means to truly live and be alive as a human in this experience. So as I got back to working out, I went to my old workout playlist and I just hit shuffle on it. And the first song that came up was a Drake song called Lord Knows. If anyone that knows that song from that old Take Care album, I absolutely love that song. But I thought it was so crazy that that song came on right after that conversation, right whenever I was feeling God so much. The first thing that popped up on my screen was Lord Knows. And it sent chills down my body, chills down my spine. And that's how I know I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. And you are always exactly where you're meant to be. So I'll leave you with this. If you feel like you've only been surviving lately, you feel like you've been struggling so much and you're questioning where you're at and you're starting to feel this impatience arise, trust in your breath. Trust in your divine light. Trust in love. Because this love will activate your thriving. This love will activate your elevation and your acceleration. Because this love is God. And whenever we create the space to be silent and listen to God and pray and talk to God, that's whenever we're able to witness that we're not separate from Him. We're one with Him. We're one with this entire universe. And all the things that we continue to think about and dream about will come about. But all we have to do is surrender and trust and just be. Take the weight off of your shoulders and just live life. Finding joy, finding gratitude, and living in that experience of gratitude, of your blessings. Noticing all that you do have. Because all that you dream of is so much closer than what it seems to be. A lot of the times, everything that we try to do to control it and make it come to us is what pushes it away. When all we have to do is be. Next thing you know, you're living in it. Thank you so much for listening today. If something in this spoke to you, feel free to send me a message, leave a review, follow me on Instagram, DM me. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for being here with me today, and I'm so excited for what lies ahead. So excited. stay up to date about the new classes that I'm going to be offering very soon. You can follow me on Instagram at g_peoples. I'm a meditation coach, mindfulness teacher, Pilates instructor, personal trainer, certified in cognitive behavior therapy, but I'm also a musician, a poet, and a writer. So many modalities, very multifaceted, so many things that I like to put art into, put my heart into, and simply just create, be a conduit to this co-creation that we're all here for. So I would love for you to connect with me, and I'd love to be here to walk along this journey through life with you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time on Breathe. I appreciate you. I believe in you. I love you. Aham prema dhanyavad. Om shanti.